Two, we are excited. This is our second hearing of this evening and our third hearing of the day. The vice chair is fired up, and I am offended that the vice chair didn't bring any See's candy. Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Madam Vice Chair. There we go. We are asking all members to be able to join us. We are grateful that we have Senator Hannabeth Jackson, who will be presenting. We have one bill today. This is Senate Bill 465. We are very close to establishing a quorum. We have now established a quorum. Ms. Lanchester, if you could please do a roll.
McGuire.
Here.
McGuire present. Wynn.
Here.
Wynn present. Bell.
Here.
Bell present. Hernandez. Hertzberg?
Here.
Hertzberg present. Lara? Morlock?
Present.
Morlock present.
Thank you so much. A quorum has been established. We welcome Senator Hannabeth Jackson to committee. She's going to be presenting on Senate Bill 465 on PACE and wildfire safety. The floor is yours, Madam Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This is SB 465, the Wildfire Safety Finance Act, which authorizes local governments in high fire hazard areas to expand their property assessed clean energy, or PACE, programs to allow property owners to finance the installation of specific wildfire safety improvements for their homes and businesses. As we know, over the past 2 years, we have experienced the largest, most destructive, and frankly, most horrifying wildfire season in our history. Halfway through 2018, it's clear this year is going to surpass even last year's staggering damage statistics, a thought that was frankly unimaginable mere months ago. Like many of you, I've spent the last year searching for ways to reduce the threat of wildfire in California, and as a member of the Wildfire Preparedness and Response Conference Committee, I've heard extensive testimony about different efforts being made to confront this threat. However, most of these efforts have focused on upgrading the utility grid, changing our forest management practices, and altering our land use choices near wildlands areas. Very little attention has been paid to hardening our existing homes to make them more resistant to wildfire, a measure which all the relevant agencies acknowledge is one of the critical components in trying to address these wildfires. We need to do a better job thinking about how to address wildfires from the house outward and not focus solely on issues of fuel management and land use. I've got a whole bunch of stuff here, but the bottom line is the PACE program, a lot of people don't like it, and it needs to be reformed. This bill is attached to a reform bill that has been presented by Assemblymember Aguiar Curry. But to the extent that these funds are otherwise available, this measure will allow homeowners and businesses to take advantage of the program to finance some of these home hardening upgrades. And right now, PACE can only be used for energy and water efficiency projects and seismic upgrades. This measure simply adds wildfire hardening upgrades to the list of projects eligible for PACE financing. And with that, I will simply ask for your aye vote and happy to answer any questions if they come up.
Thank you so much, Madam Senator. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to be able to call anyone who is in support of this bill, if you could please advance at this time. If we have anyone in support of this bill, if you could please advance. Those in support. Final call for those in support. We now would like to be able to ask for those who may be opposed, if you could please advance at this time. If you don't mind giving us your first and last in organization, we are now in the opposed category.
Good evening, Senator. Karen Lang on behalf of the California Association of County Treasurers and Tax Collectors. We first want to acknowledge what the Senator is doing is trying to help her constituents, and we don't begrudge her the effort. Our concern has been and continues to be that there are not enough consumer protections in place for people who take PACE liens on. And at the end of the day, the bottom line is those liens are secured by your home. And if your home burns down, banks can give you forbearance. PACE liens are backed by bonds. They cannot come off the tax bill. So you may have just put a $50,000 solar array on your home, or maybe a $50,000 ash resistant or ember resistant roof. And that will stay on there for 20 years, even if your house is ash. And we're very concerned about people not being able to insure that improvement because you're not guaranteed the right to homeowners insurance in California. So we're really just concerned about the very end result of people in high severity zones taking on huge liens, and then the home burns down and they don't have insurance for it. And that's our concern. It's not about what Senator Jackson's trying to do to help our constituents, but we remain opposed for these reasons.
Thank you, Ms. Lane. Good evening, sir.
Mr. Chair, committee members, my name is Craig Page with the California Land Title Association. We represent the title insurance industry in California. In addition to doing title searches and issuing the policies, we do a lot of closing of escrows in California, and we're still seeing a lot of consumers who are confused about the impacts of taking out a PACE loan where they cannot refinance or sell their home without paying off the loans. And so we're still seeing a lot of consumers that are confused about what they're getting themselves into. As we start to talk about expanding this program, I think there's also redundancy between this and the existing PACE program, where roofs can be replaced already under PACE. Windows can be replaced already under PACE. So there's a lot of different redundancy that we think that maybe is already addressed through the existing PACE program. And I just, one last thing, I guess, in looking at solar myself, my wife and I were looking at it. Ironically, one of the things that we discovered is that there was, you know, there's an engineering study out there that says if you put PACE, if you put solar on top of your roof, it actually increases the fire hazard of your house, where it traps leaves and can have a horizontal burning and radiant heat that comes from it. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you're much better off putting your solar off of your house in a freestanding situation. So I think that until we get the science of the hardening down, maybe it's premature to actually be expanding the program. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We now would like to be able to invite those who are opposed. In this section, we'd like to be able to ask if you please give us your first and last, as well as your organization and your position. Welcome, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and members. Lexi Howard on behalf of the California Escrow Association and the California Mortgage Association, respectfully opposed.
Thank you so much, Ms. Howard, for being with us tonight. We'd like to be able to see if there's anyone else in opposed. If you could please advance at this time. Final call for those who are opposed. And again, thank you all for your patience this evening. We'd like to be able to bring it back to committee to be able to see if we have any questions, comments, concerns. Senator Hertzberg.
Yeah, I've always had a problem with this PACE program. And I, as the chair knows, when we were, I was chair of this committee before, this whole definition of wildfire safety improvements, what you're doing is, and the arguments that people keep making that, oh my God, people are being ripped off and people are charging all this stuff. And then what ends up happening is you even lose this. This defines it as residential, commercial, industrial, real property, and then some website by the Department of Forestry can determine what constitutes a wildfire safety improvement. Could that be a fire extinguisher? You're going to finance on your tax bill that you can take? Does that define? And I had, when I was in the solar business, I had this whole problem of how to create fixturization that was financeable. And what worries me is that you're just going to create a much, we've already seen this whole problem with the PACE program. I'm just curious what you think about this whole definition and whether or not you can actually get something you can secure, because it's going to turn out that these are going to be in property tax bills, you're going to have foreclosures, and all this stuff's going to be gone. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that.
Well, sure. This bill specifically says that financing is only available for those items that are listed on CAL FIRE's website for home fire hardening, things that are attached to the real property. We're not talking about fire extinguishers. We're talking about things that harden the actual structure of the home. So, and they have to be based upon what CAL FIRE has determined are the kinds of preventative steps that can be taken to reduce the likelihood that a fire is going to use your home as its fuel and burn it up completely or in any
major sense. Patio cover something? It says patio covers in the analysis.
Again, it's an existing structure, building, or house. It limits wildfire safety improvements only to those fixed to an existing structure, building, or house. It cannot be used in any way to rebuild or reconstruct a house after a fire or to finance non-structural projects like fences, driveways, etc.
Yeah, okay. Well, whatever. I'm just telling you, this is coming. Obviously, it's an emergency. Obviously, we're trying to do this stuff. But I'm telling you, that says that the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection has a website. Whatever they put on their website is determined to be financeable. I guarantee you that what's going to happen is the firefighters and the people in that industry who have really smart ideas of how to do the best things to do don't always align themselves with financiers. And what's going to happen is the same thing that happened with the PACE program, that you're going to get all these people that finance all this stuff, whatever is approved by the firefighters, because it's necessary. It's going to be missing. It's going to be on your tax bill. And we're going to be back here in a few years having to deal with it. But I'm going to vote for it, but I'm just issue spotting, because I think it's a pretty big deal. We've seen it now already since Mr. Levine did the PACE bill.
No, thank
you. Mr. Simidian. No. And Mr. Bell, excuse me. I forgot it's Santa Clara County, Mr. Bell.
Thank you so much, Senator Hertzberg. We'd like to go to Senator Morlock, please, for questions.
Not really a question, just a comment, maybe
please.
To follow up on the Senator Hertzberg. The property assessed clean energy lending strategy, I would equate it to an invasive species. It should have never been let We should have never let PACE come over the border and been introduced into California as a financing technique. It is so wrong. And I don't have time, but just pull up the LA Times articles. They did some great investigative journalism over the last year, and it will tell you the horrors of this technique. And I just think you're gonna replace one problem with another, and I'll be opposed.
Thank you, Senator Moorlach. Would like to be able to see if there's any questions or comments. I have some quick comments, and then I'm going to turn it over to Senator Jackson for a close. Any other additional questions or comments? We have not had a motion yet. We have a motion by Senator Hernandez. What I'd like to be able to say is that, first of all, there are very few individuals in this legislature who have done as much for fire victims as Senator Jackson. I just want to take a moment to say thank you and publicly acknowledge about that. In addition, there are some concerns, candidly, about the bill and affordability. And Senator Jackson narrowed her bill. Recent amendments limited properties that can use the tool to existing buildings, number one. Number two, properties that have not already been damaged in wildfires. And number three, properties in very high fire hazard severity zones. She also put a sunset into the bill, 10 years. So understand there's some concerns and wanting to be able to deploy this in an emergency situation. And I just want to say thank you so much to the senator, and I'll be supporting the bill today. The floor is yours for close.
Thank you. I do want to just make an observation. While I do care deeply about my constituents, our job here is also to protect the people of California. This measure is not just for my constituents. It's for all Californians. It's for the 6,000 people who lost their homes in Coffee Park and those who actually didn't lose their homes but could with the very next wildfire. This is a statewide effort to deal with hardening of our infrastructure that right now we have no options for. PACE may not be a very good program. As I mentioned, I aligned this bill with a bill by Assemblymember Aguiar-Curry, who's trying to make some adjustments to it. We recognize it needs work, and there are a number of different efforts being made to reform the PACE program. That being said, so long as we have the PACE program, we've narrowed this bill significantly. We need to do more to harden our homes. This is going to help low-income people for whom often this is the only option they have to protect the only asset that they own. And with that, I would respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much, Madam Senator. Before we go to the vote, we have a very patient woman who is also here today. She is one of the most patient in the world, and we do apologize who she's married to. Ed Hernandez's wonderful wife is here tonight. So we are very grateful on their anniversary. If she could stand up, let's give her a round of applause, please. My goodness.
Mr. Chairman, that's love. I mean, she's here.
Hey, see, there
on
we
her
go.
Anniversary. That's true love.
And I just want to acknowledge, as we did Senator De Leon in this committee, this is a wonderful specimen. My goodness. See, there we go. This is going to be one of his last committee hearings before he becomes our next lieutenant governor. And I think we need to say thank you to the good senator from La Puente, please, and say thank you so much. We're very, very grateful. Ed, we're going to miss you, buddy. Thank you very much. Ms. Lanchester, roll call, please.
McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Lara.
Aye.
Lara, aye. Moorlach.
No.
Moorlach, no.
No, this is so wrong.
That bill
I would expect
is
nothing
out
less
on a 6-1 vote. The bill is
thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Finance is closed. If we could please have banking report to 3191.